Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to the next episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today is part three in the five-part mini-series about my Confident Coaches Success Framework. I use this with my clients to help them work their mindsets so they understand why they aren't getting the results they want and how to make the shifts, how to gain awareness so that they can more consciously create those results in their life and in their business. We're talking all about feelings today. Yep, emotions. This is one of my favorite topics. And just like you, I'm still deepening the learning about my emotions too. They aren't something that we're used to talking about much, especially when I was in my old corporate day job. Nobody had emotions. If they did, they probably only had one or two. Stressed or tired or exhausted, I guess would be a third one. But really, that was all that was available. Emotions are kind of like a language, all their own. And they're central to how you experience everything. So yep, we're going to go there today. Now, before we get started, let me share this note with you. It's from Coach Jasmine. Now, when we coached together, she was a brand new coach. Actually, when we started, she was thinking of becoming a coach, made the decision, and then we worked together while she started her business. She's an amazing communicator, and she has a super powerful, loving presence. You know, as I read these words from my clients on these episodes, I am still so deeply touched and honored that I'm part of their growth. So here's what Coach Jasmine had to say. I'm so appreciative that I took the leap and started coaching with Candy. Before working together, I felt uninspired, and I was starting to believe that I would never get unstuck. I wanted to make changes, but I didn't know where to start. As we started coaching, I rediscovered my passion and energy for life. It's because of this new energy that I've made changes that positively influenced me and all those around me. I feel truly blessed to have Candy in my corner. Okay, so let's dive into today's episode. The framework that I use has five components. Let me remind you quickly about the five. I call these the five pillars of my Confident Coaches Success Framework. Episodes 5 and 6 of this podcast cover the first two pillars. The links are below, so you can listen to those after you're done with this episode. It's a framework, and you can apply it anywhere in your life. So the good thing is, you can learn it here for your coaching business, and you can also apply it in other areas of your life. And you can continue to learn and deepen the learning about this framework. It's endless. Really, learning how you create your results and how you can change the results that you're creating by managing your thoughts is kind of like the keys to the kingdom. Every time I explain it to someone and every time I talk about it here on this podcast, I feel inspired. Just like you, I'm a coach. And I love to continue to grow and expand. And this framework is a big part of my growth. So here they are, the five components of my Confident Coaches Success Framework. Number one, accept what is. The second, it's always your thoughts. Number three, your feelings are your GPS. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about on this episode. Number four, take intentional and inspired action. And number five, what you see is what you've got. Or, put another way, be, do, have. This series of five episodes takes this framework one small step at a time. And before we jump in, I want to take a minute and talk to you heart to heart. As I was writing this episode and thinking about how I wanted to speak to you, I was sitting at my computer and I realized that even though I want to talk about feelings and emotions, I don't want to gloss over this. I don't want to make it sound like tic-tac-toe, that it's easy, that it's something that'll happen without any effort on your part. I don't want to gloss over that this is work. It's a different kind of work, mindset work, but it is work. And the work of becoming a coach and becoming more of who you are meant to be, starting your coaching practice and getting clients can be challenging. And it can take time and it can take perseverance. I know that I have said accept yourself, accept your past, accept that your thoughts create your results. And this is all true. It's exactly how the way the world works. But it doesn't make it easy. I know I can tell you that learning to accept yourself is important, and it will free you. But if you've had a life of making choices that were hard, or if you've made choices that you regret, it can take time, compassion, and kindness to learn to accept who you are and to start loving yourself even just a little bit more. You don't have to be perfect at this. This is about progress, one small step at a time. I know I said your thoughts create your results, but just like me, you've been choosing thoughts, many of them unconsciously, for years. Changing your thoughts is possible. Oh, for sure it is, but it takes effort and a decision that you're willing to do the work. I believe in you. Even though I don't necessarily know you, I believe in you and that you can do this. You can do the thought work, and you can most certainly be a successful coach, however you define it. But I don't want you to think that I'm glib about this. This is meaningful work, and you are important. So stick with me. We're going to get there together. You may not fully accept yourself right now, and that's okay. It's important that you're honest about where you're starting. And at the same time, you can begin to make small steps, small inroads into accepting yourself. I'll be here right beside you all along the way. Sometimes that's what a coach does, right? And I think of myself as your coach. You're listening and you're here, so I'm your coach right now. Often, I'll hold the belief for my clients until they can start believing it themselves. So that's what I'm doing here for you too. I'm holding the belief for you while you start to believe it for yourself. So now, let's talk a little bit more about emotions. So your emotions, your feelings, are created by the thoughts that you're having. Have you ever walked into the kitchen and noticed the air is filled with tension? Or have you arrived late to a meeting and you know something big just happened? That vibe is present. You may not be able to describe it, but you can feel it. Or when you're talking to someone and for some reason you feel so comfortable, so relaxed and accepted around them. So those are a couple of quick examples of what it's like to experience somebody else's emotion. And you get to feel that emotion and decide how you want to think about it. But just know that you are picking up on their emotional state. You're the same way. How you feel radiates off of you too. Now others can notice what's happening and they can decide for themselves how they want to process it. But as a new coach, just know that you may have a sample session or a consult in your calendar and you're getting set up to potentially meet that new client. You might be feeling enthusiastic and inspired with the possibility. Or you might be feeling kind of tense and kind of worried or nervous. Just know that how you feel will affect the conversation. And truthfully, it will affect whether that new client says yes to coaching with you. If they feel uncomfortable, they're going to be far less likely to want to hire you and spend time with you than if they're feeling like, wow, this is going to be great. This is fun. And I can see how it's going to really help me get somewhere in my life. And this only makes sense, right? When I was a new coach, almost every single person that I had a sample session with said yes. They wanted to coach with me, like right now. And it was because I was so enthusiastic and open about meeting them and sharing and seeing what they could accomplish. Then, after a while, my little brain kicked in and I decided it was going to be hard filling a coaching practice and next to impossible to find all the clients that I needed for my coaching certification process. My emotions started to dip and I felt nervous and tense and worried that it wouldn't work out. And guess what? Suddenly, there were less people signing up. So here's the thing. It's got nothing to do with the potential client and everything to do with how I was feeling and what I was thinking. So let's pretend it's time for you to do something for your coaching business. Maybe you want to send an email or invite someone to be your client. Now, before you send that email or pick up the phone, here's what to do. Take a deep breath and just settle in for a minute. Yep, slowly inhale and slowly exhale. And exhale. Now, how are you feeling? One of my mentors reminds us that a feeling is a physical sensation in your body. What sensation do you have right now in your body? What's the one word that describes it? Now, it's okay if you can't find the exact word, and all you can think of is good or bad, or happy or sad, or mad or glad. Simple kinds of emotions. That's just fine. When you've found a word that describes what you're feeling in your body, simply ask yourself, what am I thinking? Do you see how it circles back again to your thoughts, just like we spoke about in the previous episodes? Okay, now you know what you're thinking. Good for you. You're growing your awareness. It's super, super important. Now listen, if you're feeling super graspy, that vibe is going to come through in your email or in your conversation. So you may want to shift your emotion to one that serves you better before you actually take that action. And you do this by finding different thoughts. I do this all the time, and I keep a journal of thoughts that prime more supportive emotions. Take this podcast, for example. Before I start writing and recording, I find a few thoughts that help me to feel more relaxed, resourceful, generous. Thoughts like, I know exactly what to do next, or sharing this will really help my listeners. When I think those thoughts, I feel more resourceful and helpful, and then I get started. You can take this exact same approach too. In a nutshell, take a slow deep breath, ask yourself how you're feeling, ask, does this feeling support my goal or not? And if you need to, shift your thoughts slightly until you feel more aligned and then you're ready to take action. Don't worry, we'll talk more about specific helpful thoughts in the future. Right now, all you need to do is become more conscious of how you're feeling and the thoughts that you're thinking to create them. So next week is going to be another interesting episode. We're going to talk about the fourth pillar of my Confident Coach's Success Framework. It's all about action. It's not just what you do, it's how you do it. It's how you're feeling while you do the task. Because what you're thinking and how you're feeling while you take action totally affects the results you're going to get. If you've always wondered why you're not getting the results you want, even though you're working your tail off, this next episode will help you understand and help you know what to do to change it. So guys, I so appreciate that you're here with me. I'm appreciative that you're following along and listening and learning, and I hope you're applying this stuff too. I'm super excited to hear how this goes for you. Of course, you can do all of this on your own. Use this information that I give you in these episodes and go and make changes and build your coaching practice. But if you do want more help, if you want to feel better, make progress even faster, I'd be honored to be your coach. It's really so much easier to do this work when you do it with someone else, someone who's objective and skilled at facilitating the process. It's someone who doesn't let you just use your excuses, somebody who calls you on your BS just a little bit. That's what I do as a coach. I help you to bring yourself out of confusion, self-doubt, and get unstuck and move forward on your goals. Click on the link in this episode to find out more about how we could work together. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Also, head on over to the link in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. Leave a comment with questions that you have about these episodes or ideas for future episodes that you'd like me to talk about. It's really important to me that you get the help that you need. So let's continue this conversation over on the episode webpage. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.